It's me, Molly Molotov, 666. And I want to be sacrificed in a satanic ritual. You're probably thinking to yourself, oh my god, Molly's crazy. And yeah, I guess. That's what I hear. But, no, it's probably true in this case. I have a lot of really fucked up fantasies about being murdered. But I think one of the biggest is I just kind of want, like, a group of satanic ritual people, like, yes, Satanists, to kidnap me and rape and torture me for hours on end and just break me down, destroy me mentally, change me as a person before slaughtering me on a satanic altar. But I don't want it to just be a quick death. No, I want it to be really dark. I want it to be heavy, fucked up, scary, wrong. I don't want to feel pleasure from the encounter, exactly. Because I know there's not going to be any pleasure for me to be had. It's not about getting off. It's about being used to my maximum potential before I'm dead. I think about this a lot. I think about this more than I should. Like, I'm not gonna lie, every time I go out on a date with one of my listeners, I always have this, I guess, sick urge, deep down, this desire that they're, whoever I'm with is secretly going to have, like, a hostile situation for me. You guys ever see the movie Hostel? Eli Roth, he directed it, and it's fucking gnarly. Basically, rich fucks, they pay a lot of money in this movie to kill and torture innocent people. And I kind of want, like, that, but instead of it being, like, to benefit rich assholes, I want it to be to summon Satan or some demon from the pits of hell to raise literal havoc and destruction on the world. And I know that's really fucked up, but you know what? It's a fantasy, so I can think whatever I want. Because I think you guys know, and in reality, I don't really want that. But there's something strangely erotic at the idea of my body being broken to break down the barrier between reality, between heaven and hell and earth, and just fucking destroy everything. I don't know why I'm like this right now. I'm in a mood. I'm in one of those really dark, sadistic moods. But it's more masochistic for me than sadistic. But I have a strong appreciation for sadists in this case. Really powerful. What's the word? Kinship with them right now. Because I'm not typically what you'd call a sadist. I'm definitely more of a masochist. But in this case, my masochism is heavily influenced by my desire to please a sadist. So if you're a sadistic person, I think that you would like to listen to this. If you're not very sadistic, get out of here. This is not going to be for you. But, like, yeah, the fantasy is basically, a really cute listener. Or he doesn't have to be cute, he just has to be a catfish, it's good enough to catch me. And I want him to be all like, or her. I'm gonna use him for the sake of, continuity. But just know that this could easily be done with a woman as well. Or a non-binary person. Trans person, drag person, doesn't matter to me. I am trisexual in the extreme. So, yeah, but in this case, I'm gonna use masculine. He, him. So, I imagine that, he who was catfishing me, lures me in with a very convincing story. Convinces me that I'm gonna be in safe, good hands, and nothing's gonna happen to me, not while they're around. And then, boom. Crash. Everything comes crumbling down around me as I am kidnapped, tied up, maybe even chloroformed, and taken to wherever they want to put me. And in this fantasy, I imagine that the sacrifice is going to happen in a graveyard. So they've got an altar already set up for me. It's one of those big stone coffin-shaped mausoleum entrances that's slabbed off and flat, so it's shaped very much like an altar. It's perfect for my body size, and they put me right on top of it. And as I'm coming to, all I know is that I can feel that my skin is very cold in the night air. And as I slowly open my eyes, all I can see at first is the steam from my breath. But then as I start to focus my eyes in the darkness, I can see fire, torches, shadowy silhouettes, people coming, getting closer, the shine of metal in the firelight. I'm thinking of just big figures in the darkness, cloaked, their faces hidden to me. Not that it would matter. No matter who it is under those cloaks, all I know is this. They're gonna kill me. I just don't know how yet. And that anticipation, that buildup of fear that's going to only heighten my sense of arousal. And I'm completely insane for knowing that something like that could get me off, but it is what it is. And I'm thinking to myself that these cloaked figures with their big daggers, they're not wearing much underneath those cloaks. This isn't just a run-of-the-mill basic sacrifice where they're just gonna take turns stabbing me. No, they're gonna fuck me. They're gonna fuck me hard and nasty and cut me up, make me bleed, drink my blood, bite me. They're gonna wound me. They're going to cripple me. And I'm gonna love it. And of course I'm gonna cry. And I'm gonna scream. And I'm gonna beg for mercy. But if they ever actually gave me mercy, I think I'd be sorely disappointed. Begging for mercy does not mean that I want mercy. It just means that I'm talking dirty, basically. That's what it is. I'm basically just talking dirty. I just want to get them hornier, because I know they're sadists. They want to hear me say, "No, please stop. Don't hurt me, please." But, you know, in reality, I'm dripping wet. Just my pussy just getting ready and hot and just beyond. Just, I can't even think of the words. All I know is I just want one of those cloaked figures. I want them to open my thighs. Climb in between them. The dagger to my throat. And just start slowly cutting. Little shallow, little nicks all over my body. And as he enters me, oh my god, I'm gonna practically come around his cock immediately. Because it's gonna feel so good. wrap his hands around my throat. All his buddies all awatch, holding their knives, their torches. They're gonna watch when you start pleasuring themselves. He's gonna just be on top of me, fucking me, choking me, cutting me, scaring me, rolling me over on my back, rolling me onto my stomach, rolling me all over the place, fucking me in every hole that he can find. He's even gonna make a hole. I want him to stab me somewhere on my body that's just gonna give him a nice deep hole, and I want him to fuck me in it. I want it to hurt. I want it to be torturous and violent. I want to see my blood squirting everywhere and he just getting harder. I'm going to feel him get harder while I'm bleeding on him. While he's fucking me, I want one of his buddies to come up and just start licking the blood. Start cutting me more. And when he comes, I want him to come in that hole he made. And I want his buddies to get on top of me and to start tearing into me, biting me, fucking me, hurting me, pulling my hair, torturing me, ripping me apart. I want it so bad. You have no fucking idea how bad I want it. God, I want it to hurt. I want it to be violent. I want it to be horrific. Oh, God. Just disfigure me. Oh, destroy me. I promise I'll pretend like I don't like it. I'll beg for mercy. I'll beg for Superman. I don't care. It's whatever it fucking takes for you to believe that I'm just an unwilling victim, an innocent girl. There's nothing innocent about me, and you know it. I'm not an innocent girl. I'm a fucking slut that wants to be murdered. I want to be fucking violated, destroyed, raped, tortured, maimed, used, abused. I want it all. Oh my God. Oh, I want it all. I want it all so bad. Oh. Oh, I'd love it if they'd cannibalize me too while I'm still alive. Just start cutting off pieces of me, fillets of me, and fry it up. Put it on the fire. I want someone to be licking my pussy while they make me eat pieces of myself. This is filth. Oh my. Oh, I almost feel ashamed of myself thinking of this stuff. Oh, I feel so ashamed. I feel like such a fucking dirty slut, such a dirty fucking whore. But I like it. I like being a dirty fucking gore whore for you. Stabbed so bad when being fucked, being forced to suck cock with a knife to my throat. Let me use my soul to summon the gates of hell. fucking nasty. Fucking just terrible horror. Maybe after the devil comes, he can use me too. Like those old stories about witches. Yeah, I like the idea of Satan himself fucking me. During this unholy cabal. Oh my god. That's so hot. Oh, fuck. I feel guilty about that one. Oh, I don't know why Satan either. Why not, like, Hecate or, I don't know, Kali? There's a million different, deities I could have chosen. I wonder why I chose Satan. You guys that are still listening at home. I'm glad to see you're as fucked up as I am. It makes me feel less alone. If you've stayed in this audio this long, do me a favor. Comment in the comment section. You could just write the words, "Hello, Clarice." That way I know that you're listening all the way to the end. Oh, God, that gave me a headache. I came so hard. I literally just gave myself one hell of a headache. I should go now, shouldn't I? Help, I can't move my hand. This has been Molly Molotov signing off.